Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hey Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
For 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
I'm a guy named Ken, and I'm not 12 inches tall. What will it take for you to think I won't wear pink when we play a game of pickleball? And I'm his friend, and I'm here with this report that even though he shaves all his body hair and drives a Barbie car, there's a package in his shorts. Yes, I am Ken. Glad my name is cool again. And you'll know I'm not a toy when I'm at the gym and flex my pecs at the sissy boys. Baby,
it's National Ken Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's also the fifth anniversary of a very funny 911 call, and we have that coming up after SRN News. At Intersense. Hey, where are you?
56, presidential rematch. In this case, it's Trump versus Biden. The two men have clinched their respective parties' presidential nomination. The special counsel in the Biden classified documents case took heat from both sides of the aisle at a congressional hearing yesterday. Russia's Vladimir Putin is rattling his atomic saber again, saying that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. How much is enough? According to President Biden, another $300 million in military aid for Ukraine is far from enough. The Pentagon says it is sending that amount of aid to Ukraine. The House gearing up for a vote today on a bill that could result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 30 points, NASDAQ futures 3 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
808, Rich Thomas's forecast coming up. Rich under the weather today, so not sitting in the studio with us. And we're going to play the fifth anniversary of one of the more infamous 911 calls in history, but we have a big Warhawk welcome for Master Thespian, who celebrated his birthday with us yesterday.
Woohoo! I'm officially old. Has anybody called in about the Samuel Langley Wright Brothers issue?
No, we offered our own thoughts on it, but you're welcome.
Well, here's the distinction between the Wright brothers and Samuel Langley. Langley had a plane, and it could fit a person, and it was powered. However, it was unable to be controlled. In other words, you started it, and you took off. You didn't know where you're going to land.
Well, that's always fun.
The Wright brothers are the ones that figured out how to control the airplane, how to make it turn, how to make it go where you want it to go.
Through a process called wing warping.
Yep. Yep. And so that's why they are given the credit, because they actually figured out how to do controlled flight. And there was a big controversy over it. And there still is. You go online, there's people going, "Well, Samuel Langley did it. Like, well, yeah, he did it technically, but the Wright brothers perfected it. Kind of like, what's his name? Edison and the light bulb. Somebody else invented the light bulb. Edison just perfected it.
Well, there are people just busy trying to destroy all American icons and heroes and history and everything else. So just add that to the list, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's just one of those things. People are always going to fight over stuff like that. But the Wright brothers did it. And I'm sticking with it. So there.
All right, my friend. Appreciate the call. And again, happy birthday.
Bye.
All righty. Hey, I want to thank you for making the drive to Adam's Drugs after you went to see the folks at Brian Jewelry yesterday.
Right. Yeah. I did. I stopped in to pick up that piece for you.
Yes. My daughter just absolutely loves Brian Jewelry, and she browses their selection from time to time, and there's a wish list feature on their website. So if you are with somebody that can't take a hint, you can put it on the Brian Jewelry website and let them find it. The a ring that we bought about 10 years ago, and when you purchase something from Brian Jewelry, it's kind of a lifetime partnership. needed to be reconditioned, and it needed a new opal setting. My daughter's a graphic designer, works with her hands, and the thing got a little bit beat up looking, but she likes to wear it. So I took it into Brian Jewelry for reconditioning and a new setting, a new opal setting, and Jay picked that up for me yesterday, and it looks absolutely incredible. I can't wait for her to get it. At Brian Jewelry, it's not just the ongoing, you know, partnership that you have with them when you buy something, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase, but their selection and their skill and experience over seven decades and three full generations of the Brian family, where they can, if you can't find something that's perfect in their huge and competitively priced selection, you can have it made. Yeah, like, and one of the things that's really big, if somebody's coming up on a particular benchmark birthday or an anniversary, or they're retiring, you can celebrate everything that they love with a charm bracelet. That's just one example. They also have items under $20 a month, and those you can find at the Brian Jewelry website. All the monthly birthstones and so forth. So whether you want something that's really beautiful looking but isn't that expensive, or you want to go the whole route, they can cover you with 0% financing from Synchrony Luxury Accounts for qualified customers. Also, if you visit the website, in addition to all the educational features that are there, like diamond cuts and so forth, you can sign up for membership, and that membership will get you $100 off any item worth $200 or more right there at the register at Brian Jewelry. Their beautiful building where Jay was yesterday, 1778 East Main in Prattville. You'll find them online at brianjewelry.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home.
We're just a plane.
Business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Apologizing for the brief preview of a Jesse Waters clip that's really good from yesterday's hearings. But this is an anniversary rocket scientist today, because they were the rocket scientists 5 years ago today. I remember this situation. We got the audio. Now it's been turned into a video. And it's a 911 call from a Pizza Hut in North Carolina. And the story kind of tells itself. So let's listen.
He said.
5.911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right, and you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay, and what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else am I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up.
But first, I must eat.
So what are you up to, man? Where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay, and did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir. And did you eat a pizza? Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
You gonna stay there for a minute?
Yeah.
You ain't got any weapons or anything on you, do you?
No, I'm not violent, sir.
Okay. Just hungry?
Yeah, I was starving to death.
All right.
Everybody's been treating me. I've been beat up in this town. I'm from Indiana.
You're from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
People keep beating me up.
Where have you been staying at?
Everywhere. I keep getting kicked out of places.
Mm-hmm.
I got schizophrenia, sir.
Yeah, nobody else is there with you?
Uh-uh.
Mm. So, we never did find out what happened. Sure, he was arrested.
Oh, yeah. But that last line at the end just, you know, just makes me feel bad. I got schizophrenia, sir. Like, he suddenly had come out of the notation that he was Jesus Christ.
Right.
And realized it and said, yeah, I got schizophrenia, sir.
But why would you believe his diagnosis of schizophrenia any more than you would believe he was Jesus?
Well, just the fact that, no, not that you would believe he was Jesus, obviously.
Right.
There was something wrong, but the fact that he was not violent or anything else, and he talked about him getting beat up, which I'm sure with schizophrenia, probably, I don't know how, you said this was how old, 20 years?
Five years,
I don't know why I said 20. But, you know, him saying that, yeah, getting beat up or thrown out of everywhere I go, probably because he's got the schizophrenia, I mean, he's probably not well taken care of.
Well, that's how we treat everybody with mental conditions in this country.
You know, and it's like, funny call, yes, and then at the end, it's like, yeah, it's a guy who is, and luckily he called. Normally, you just break in, eat the pizza, drink the dew, and then zip out. Or make it violent, which is possible there, but he had no intentions of violence.
I'm now filled with shame.
No. I'm not trying to do that. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty about posting. I laughed at it, too.
If you're nice to me, I will tell you the whole backstory on Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back.
Oh, okay.
That's in today's news.
You know.
And also, 15 badly named things that could have had better names. We mentioned substitutes for dentures. How about a jet ski being called a motorcycle?
That's a good one.
There's some good ones here. And those are coming up. So if you think this part of the show sucked, there is still hope.
Jet ski sounds Polish.
You know, it does.
That's a jet ski.
Oh, you mentioned it, yeah.
A jet ski.
Yeah.
If you say it without putting the syllables in,
right.
Jet ski.
It's my buddy, Mike Jet Ski, over here.
Exactly. It's my friend Honda Jet Ski.
Oh, I should mention, too, that Mark and Vicky from Applied Security invite you to upgrade your system and save money with their systems, which are easy to work with. I'll tell you, I've seen, had one in my last house. Came with the house. It was a selling point, right? Look at this. I couldn't figure it out. Never had it connected. Didn't want to waste the money. And also found out the hard way that it was a motion detector that was not really good at detecting pets. So Hershey would set the thing off. So we decided, nah, that's okay. Don't fix it. We'll find another way to secure the house. They have been protecting us here at Blue Water and saving us money, too, because monitoring starts under $30 a month with Applied, and you don't want to mess with their systems. We've had a couple of instances where people have tried to broach it. They didn't even make it out of the parking lot, and their response time was within seconds. So if you're looking for a great company that's local with two people that really support the message here at News Talk 93.1 FM, that's Mark and Vicky at 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We got traffic, and then 1819 News next.
Well, I-85 southbound at Taylor Road, we have a vehicle fire going on right there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. South Court at West Fairview Avenue, got an accident there, as well as North Ripley at East Jefferson. And we also had a disabled vehicle a little earlier, Vaughn Road at Bell Road. Please use caution in all those areas. Traffic very, very heavy all over the area right now. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Trinum State is now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trinum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
On the heels of a guilty plea and resignation from state lawmaker John Rogers, the Alabama Republican Party is now taking Democrats to task within Jefferson County. There are actually two state lawmakers, John Rogers and Fred Plump Jr., along with an assistant who recently pleaded guilty to charges of corruption that involve money from a Jefferson County Community Service Fund. Last year, Jefferson County Judge Tracy Todd also had to resign after violating judicial ethics. ALGOP Chairman John Wall says what is going on in Jefferson County is incredibly troubling, and the Democratic Party is not putting the people of that county first. The chairman of the Jefferson County Republican Party, Chris Brown, agrees with Wall's statement, saying the county Democrats have become synonymous with corruption and incompetence. Both Wall and Brown are committing as Republicans to create a governance in that county that serves the people with ethical integrity. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
On Monday of this week, a runaway child from Bluntsville was located. Now, Johnny Chandler has been arrested and charged with rape in connection to this runaway case. A Lauderdale County man is facing murder charges in the death of his wife. 63-year-old William Chapin was arrested for the fatal shooting of 59-year-old Deborah Chapin. Officers were asked to check on Deborah Chapin after she failed to show up for work. William is now being held without bond at the Lauderdale County Detention Center. I'm Andrea Tuss.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Delrata Publix.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Death to America, except for Joey.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There will not be gum stuck to your shoe. Nobody's buying or chewing gum. It started with COVID. We had to wear a mask. Gum was kind of weird to chew. Chewing cud like a cow is a thing of the past now. There won't be gum stuck to your shoe.
Not chewing gum.
They're going bankrupt. Wrigley's is
no more chewing gum.
Since COVID, the use of chewing gum is down 30%. Just another victim of a hoax, you might say. 826, although I do have my reservations about spending money and supporting Big Gum.
The Big Gum companies?
Big Gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wrigley's, the others. In fact, I can't even remember the last time I bought a pack, although recently I did. I was at the counter, I was buying something else, and there at the counter they had a, and that's why they put them there, because it's an impulse purchase. They had a big thing of Lifesavers. And I went, man, I haven't had those in a long time. So I bought them, and it was a particularly stressful happy hour, so I sucked the whole roll
in my show. Yeah, I have really gotten on to, it is my mine and Wendy's candy of choice currently.
Mm-hmm.
The individually wrapped Lifesavers. You pick them up in like a 5-pound bag.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they're individually wrapped. So it's just a one, you just pop it out of the thing, you know, and good Lord. I eat too many of them.
And then when you have to carefully open the end, it's still the same packaging system they've used for years.
I haven't had one in a tube in forever.
But you wonder about the flavor sequencing, right? Okay, so the first one is usually wild cherry.
Is it?
Second one is lime. And then whatever that white thing is, it's like opaque.
Pineapple?
Maybe that's it.
Maybe, I don't know.
Couldn't really tell. Because after a while, if you just keep popping one after another, they all start
to... They start to taste the same.
Start
I know.
To taste the same, yeah. Hey, this is a weird story. A guy, and guess what state?
Florida.
Duh, you are correct, sir. I've never heard of this happening before, but a man there who was having headache issues discovered they had a tapeworm in his brain.
Oh, God. Oh, God. How do you get that out?
I guess the same, you know, you sort of, they grab the end of it with a tweezer, a surgical tweezer
they
or something.
They can see that?
Yeah.
And how do they get in there?
I don't know. It's usually they turn up in the digestive tract.
No, I mean, how did the doctors get into the brain? To get the thing out.
Well, I would imagine they...
What was that called? What was that, what was the thing? What's that doctor's thing where they cut a hole in your head? Oh, God.
Let me ask an expert, okay?
Trepany?
Hey, Siri, what's the process when they cut a hole in your head?
Trepany, yeah.
Trepany?
Trepanation.
Trepanning, also known as trepanation.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty quick.
Yep.
So he's going to be okay, but just the whole idea of brain tapeworm.
I don't know how.
And I have for you here.
You seen a tapeworm?
I've seen pictures, yeah.
Yeah, man.
There were people that would actually take them to lose weight.
Right. The heart. Bad way to do it.
No, you don't want to try that. Two word combinations that are almost as cringy as brain tapeworm.
Yeah, what do you got?
On further review, I've decided we don't have time for this.
That's perfectly fine.
But we do have time for you to tell us about Seafood Bistro.
Hey, that is always fine to talk about. I would love to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. Delicious food awaits just down the street from this radio station. So when you come by to pick up your gift certificate, head on over to the, if you time it right, you just, you're right there for lunch. They open at 11. And most of the time, I remember to unlock our front door at 11. So come on and pick up your winner sheet. 279-7500 is their phone number. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Ah, the menu. It is full of delicious items here. You can go to their website to see them all, theseafoodbistro.com. But the red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo are like signature dishes there. Although, the first thing I ever had was the dragon shrimp po' boy, which for me, I had never had anywhere else like that. It became a signature dish for me for the Seafood Bistro. You can make your own signature dish, whether it be the create your own salad, or maybe you want the wings, or maybe you want those boil bags. For a lot of people, that is the signature dish, the boil bags. They are delicious. Look at those things when you go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps to open, or not to open, but use the delivery apps to make an order and have that food delivered, whether it be for lunch or dinner, from the Seafood Bistro. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, at 8:31, Rich Thomas off today. Not feeling that well, though. We just got a report that he is already starting to turn the corner and slack, feeling better, so we can almost assume. You know the rule. I mean, all of us here have worked through some crazy situations. Remember when you had to come and pick me up and roll me into the side of a van?
I do. I remember, though, I took a whole month off because of that COVID. That was a horrible time.
Yeah.
God, that was horrible.
But hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. But here is the forecast at 8:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate, and at least another day or two of dry weather.
Today's
a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix, really, and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80. On Thursday, with a good bit of sun, the risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more, with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Well, I-85 southbound at Taylor Road, we have a vehicle fire going on right there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. South Court at West Fairview Avenue, got an accident there, as well as North Ripley at East Jefferson. And we also had a disabled vehicle a little earlier, Vaughn Road at Bell Road. Please use caution in all those areas. Traffic very, very heavy all over the area right now. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Trinum State is now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trinum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Guess what we have? Fresh edition of Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Hey!
All right.
I was wondering what we were going to do. I'm glad you found that.
For a Seafood Bistro gift card. And the way this works, for those of you who are new to the show, we'll hear a very brief recap of a story. And all you have to do is decide whether or not the person telling the story was a little kid or drunk adult when they did it. Now, here is the recap.
I actually swallowed a cockroach.
Did we hear that?
Actually, what?
Let's listen to it one more time.
I actually swallowed a cockroach.
Oh, I accidentally swallowed a cockroach.
Okay. I'm sure he's not the first, but was he a little kid or drunk adult when that happened? You win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card with the correct answer at 272-9228. And it would be really swell if somebody could call up like right now and give us the winning answer to this.
It would be swell.
Yeah. I don't use that word often.
No one uses that word often.
It would be really boss if somebody would call 272-9228 and give us an answer. He swallowed a cockroach. Was he a little kid or a drunk adult?
It would be really boss.
It would be really gnarly if somebody would call 272-9228 and give us the correct. Don't make me beg. We need your. Hey, there we go. Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
23 Skidoo.
I'm
going to
guess drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right, cue up caller line three because they'll win if you don't. You say it's a drunk adult. Let's listen to the story and the actual cause.
I actually swallowed a cockroach.
Okay, now we find out why.
I was a little kid. We were at some friend's house, and this cockroach tried to bust into our fun, and I thought it'd be funny to throw it at a friend of mine. And when I did, it hit the ceiling fan, and it shot right back into my mouth. I started to gag, and I couldn't keep its legs, and I ended up actually swallowing it. Those kids I'm still friends with call me Bugman to this day.
That's a story.
What? No kidding. I thought it was just, you know, drunk, picked it up. Picked it up. Nope.
No, it was a ricochet off a ceiling fan.
That's a good ricochet to come right back into a mouth.
So what happened to the other group?
They hung up.
Idiots. All right, I'm giving it to you because you stayed with me.
Look at that.
Awesome.
You lost in one.
Of all the... It is 8:38. All right, coming up, we have hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies and our collection of morning maroons.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here are some spring break safety tips. Never go anywhere without a friend. That way you'll have someone to hold your hair back when you vomit behind a dumpster. Bring birth control. Unless you're the guy in a hookah necklace who hollers woohoo after funneling beer, your personality will do that for you. And don't drink too much. You'll need those brain cells when you return to campus. Unless you go to Arizona State. Then go nuts. And those are your spring break safety tips.
At 8:40, time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
The big story yesterday, which was immediately spun or ignored by the legacy media, was that the doctor who did the analysis on Joe Biden's condition relative to the documents, he said in a hearing in Congress, I didn't exonerate him, which means technically he's guilty, or at least could be still charged with a crime. That was the gentleman named Herr, the John Herr testimony yesterday. I'm going to play a little clip here from Jesse Waters, one of the last in the few of network news people who still plays it straight, meaning the truth.
The president's state of mind was the center of attention in Washington today. The Justice Department finally releasing the highly anticipated transcripts of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Herr, who testified this morning, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, 5 hours of Biden unscripted. Our producers spent all day reading this, and now we understand what Robert Herr meant when he called Biden painfully slow. The transcripts confirm that Biden didn't remember when his son died, when he was vice president, or when Trump was elected. Biden had to be reminded multiple times throughout his interview what a fax machine was. And whenever he was redirected to focus on the question at hand, he'd launch into wacky stories weirder than corn pop. For instance, when the special counsel asked why he moved classified documents from the Naval Observatory, Biden claimed he'd won an international torts competition in law school, and then shared a story of a 23-year-old who was wearing the wrong pants, wrong jeans, when a spark caught fire and he lost one of his testicles. Biden called himself a frustrated architect who went to Mongolia, where he shot bow and arrows with sumo wrestlers. Biden said he had great aim and put everyone in Mongolia to shame. At one point, Biden asked Special Counsel Herr if he saw, quote, risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful. When asked about his classified documents in the garage, Biden bragged he went on Leno with his Corvette and started making car noises. Quote, all you do is you take your foot off the brake and vroom, vroom. Joe Biden complained that the Secret Service was driving him crazy because they wouldn't let him drive. So Biden would drive back and forth in his own driveway. Quote, I'd get it to the bottom of the driveway, tack it up to about $4,000, and vroom, vroom. Yeah, the president making more car noises. Now, if you were a prosecutor conducting a deposition, you're asking about highly sensitive national security secrets, and the subject starts revving his engine and pretending to hit the clutch, you know he's not fit to stand trial.
But again, the bigger point made by John Herr in that testimony yesterday was that Joe Biden wasn't exonerated. The story, if you recall, was that a jury would perceive him as a well-intentioned old man with a poor memory. It's still a crime, and we still have a dual justice system here. I'm Greg Goodell. If you have a contrasting or opposing view, go ahead. Make my day. In the meantime, that was brought to you by Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, the very best of the best when it comes to designing, pouring, using top-notch materials. The reputation is so good. I know that the other day I went to visit Mommy the Swami. They redid the alleyway behind her house. Their homeowners association picked Penny Earn. And that was years ago. And that thing is flawless. It is still smooth and no cracks. And that's what you want. When you're investing in concrete, it's not cheap, but you want to make sure at least the best materials are being used and that you're going to have a good lifespan on the project that's being completed. They're working on the Prattville High School football stadium, but they do things like stamped concrete pathways, porches, driveways, you name it. You can see it all on their Facebook page. It's very, very impressive. And you'll also see that you can do things with concrete maybe that you didn't know could be done. For a free estimate, reach out to Tom Latham at 284-9292. That's 284-9292 for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
That dust cap.
done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math.
All right, time for today's Morning Room nominees on News Talk at 8:45. We mentioned this at the outset of the show because every day, and sometimes more than once a day, we're getting stories about airline calamities. One the other day, such a steep drop in altitude that people were stuck to the ceiling of the plane, looking down on passengers, those who weren't belted in. It's becoming a freak show, and yesterday the FAA, in doing an audit of Boeing's 737 MAX, found 95 instances of alleged noncompliance with Spirit Airlines. They were using hotel key cards and soap on planes. Let's grab a flight on Spirit, huh? Sound like a plan?
No.
For once, you and I agree, but that's not even one of our nominees. And I've had this story for days about the guy in Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with the guys we got here?
Well, he voluntarily received the COVID vaccine 217 times in 29 months.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
But he did it for private reasons.
What's wrong with his privates?
Well, they did examine his blood samples. I don't know about the privates.
He says private reasons, so what's his privates got to do with
it? They thought it might send his body into overdrive. He appears to have suffered no negative side effects, which means one thing. He's really lucky. Or his body is immune to it. All right, nominee number one, a Texas man allegedly posed as a paralegal and a car salesman to scam victims out of $21,000 in May of 2023. It's Jesus, I'm sure, but this is the second time the name Jesus has come up this morning. Impersonated a salesman and asked a customer to give him $1,500 for a Chevy Impala. When the customer later returned to the dealership, he discovered that Lopez did not work there. In August of 23, he posed as a paralegal and met a client seeking a divorce at a Burger King. Lopez asked for funds to initiate divorce proceedings. He may have also met with another, quote, client to help her bail her son out of jail. They finally caught up to him last Friday, and he has been charged with numerous scam-type crimes.
All right, that's my winner so far.
Duncan Tomlinson, by the way, would say that if your lawyer wants to meet you at Burger King, that's probably a sign that you're not dealing with somebody reputable. Now we have a 60-year-old man arrested at a clothing-optional beach. He took things a little bit too far when he planted a sign in the sand that said, "Investigate me, gently."
What?
Yeah. And then, when you steal stuff, your first inclination is to break straight into prison, right? Police in Michigan responded to a burglar alarm Sunday night after there was a break-in at the former Standish Correctional Facility. When they got there, they found a smashed door and a 42-year-old man named Cody Bellamy. He had driven a 2015 Lexus to prison. When the cops looked inside, they found stolen jewelry, cash, and burglary tools and an unregistered firearm. He didn't have to go far. He was arrested and hit with four charges, and they put him right in the jail that he drove into.
Yeah.
I suspect drugs may have had a role in that crime.
I'm going to go with the Lexus guy then. That or the one before that.
I mean, you can't write it off. Oh, I hit the gas instead of the brake pedal and ran into the prison.
I used that excuse before, but this is very specific.
But when you have a...
You've already got all that contraband.
Right, a mountain of stolen jewelry and cash and burglary tools, which
yeah,
by the way are...
you've already got all that evidence of crime.
Yeah, I think we have to go with Mr. Lexus.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Ironically, the story does not say whether the Lexus was stolen. A higher authority than me knows that. Right now, this will be our final update on the roads this morning.
Looks like the rush is slowly subsiding. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 still pretty busy through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. But overall, looking really good at the moment. A lot of our earlier accidents have cleared or in the process of clearing right now. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Whittle J, Montgomery, Skywatch, Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors, and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour. With special guests, the Outlaws. Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guest, The Outlaws, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
You may have seen that 55-year-old supermodel Paulina Poroskova.
I remember her.
Recently posted nude photos of herself to defend the recent topless in the snow photos of 55-year-old actress Elizabeth Hurley.
I remember her too.
And supermodel Christy Brinkley is still rocking photos in bikini tops at the age of 67.
Oh, her.
If you'd like to see more of these women in their golden years exhibiting personal empowerment, then sign up for Play AARP Boy magazine. Don't miss upcoming issues with Elle McPherson at 56 and Cindy Crawford at 54. Play AARP Boy magazine.
I'm glad I'm a member.
Cause old school just got new again.
And glad I remember.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway hold you? You may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, walking on water flowing under God, into the blue again, into the silent water, under the rocks and stones, there is water under God.
Sing to everyone.
It is 8:56 this afternoon during Happy Hour. We will introduce you to yet another politician with potential for those who are on the lookout for a fresh voice for conservatives. Guy from South Carolina. A promise we intend to keep. We could finish the day much as we started it by going back to F My Life for some more.
No, totally.
Stories of self pity.
Or the names of different or things that should have better names. What was the thing?
I never got around to that, did I?
We hit substitutes and.
Substitute for dentures, yeah.
And a motorcycle.
A motorcycle for a jet ski.
Right.
And then you introduced us to Jim Jetski, your old buddy from
Poland.
Yeah,
old Jim Jetski.
Yeah. F My Life. Today, my wife revealed to me that the doctor at the fertility clinic where we stored embryos is her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
She's now furious that I don't trust that our freezer babies are mine.
Freezer babies.
Hey, I think he's got a right to be a little suspicious.
Top-tops.
The guy in charge of the clinic, hey, I know how to get even with her.
Pop-tots. Sorry. I'm mixing your two features.
That's fine.
Your FMLs and your substitute names.
Today, after cleaning the whole house, I still couldn't get rid of the foul smell. Later, my roommate revealed his new place to dry his socks, the ventilation ducts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because smelly socks that are moist don't start smelling better when they dry out.
No. Especially if it's not, I mean, if they said the ventilation ducts, is it blowing cold air on those?
It's either heat or cold air, either way.
It's cold, it's worse, but yeah.
Yeah. It's like the first story today was the guy, lady says, I use my vaporizer to make my house smell like lavender, which is one of those relaxing aromas. My brother thought it would be funny to pee in my vaporizer.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So now her entire house smells like a combination of urine and lavender.
That's a fantastic practical joke to pull onto somebody. But.
Yeah, if you're like.
You got to make sure.
9 years old in fourth grade.
You got to make sure you know that person really well to wait until they're out of the room before you pee in their vaporizer.
Today, in the middle of a romantic walk to the park where we had our first date, my husband actually walked into a tree. Because he was looking at a woman who had sat down on the grass in a position where he could see up her skirt. Very romantic of him, I must say.
I mean,
my life.
Yeah.
Those things happen in the real world, and that's why we're here.
Better it be walking than him driving.
This is true.
And it's, yeah.
I told you those things are very distracting. quick word here for Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk, the team that leads Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. When you're furniture shopping, you owe it to yourself to do two things. One, to save as much money as you can, and B, see all there is to see. And if you're not including Kaiser on your to-do list, you're not seeing everything there is to see. 60,000 square feet, unpretentious warehouse, no overhead with a building like that, because customers always have to pay for that stuff. Plus, the opportunity to do 0% financing on purchases of $1,000 or more and save on sales tax because it's 8.25% at Kaiser and not 10. And Stella and Leslie can introduce you to their incredible selection, or you can get yourself a nice sneak preview by visiting them online at Shop Kaiser. That's KYSER, shopkaiser.com. And everything in the house is marked down 50% from the top ticket price. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Alabama Unfiltered is next, and I will see you at